This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Congressman Joe Neguse says President Biden should not wait for Republicans to act on infrastructure, and he thinks the legislation should include a revived Civilian Conservation Corps. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The original CCC built Red Rocks Amphitheater during the Great Depression. The Boulder Democrat visited the workers' actual camp on a swing through Colorado yesterday. His plan for a new conservation corps builds on President Biden's proposed infrastructure package, which is currently being negotiated with Senate Republicans. Neguse says he's all for good faith compromise, but
it's clear that there's very little willingness from folks on the other side of the aisle in Washington to meet the moment in the way that I think we need to.
Infrastructure talks have faltered in the last few days. Neguse's $10 billion proposal could have better odds if Democrats push it through without Republicans. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A man was shot by an El Paso County Sheriff's deputy in Fountain last night. He sustained life-threatening injuries and has been hospitalized. The shooting occurred after hours of negotiation with the suspect, who was allegedly armed, according to law enforcement. Police say the man fled the initial scene at I-25 and Highway 16 before being pursued to Willow Springs Pond, where the shooting happened. No officers were injured. U.S. Highway 50 between Montrose and Gunnison is closed until this evening. Crews are removing hundreds of tons of rock as part of a larger road construction project. The detour will add about an hour to the trip between the two towns. This is CPR News.